I don't care how premium that paint is. You cannot take a massive piece of ABS plastic, part 55-165, bake it in a high heat oven, and expect it to mate with a flat sheet metal chassis. A 2.5 millimeter bow is a catastrophic structural failure. I mean, gravity exists.
Look, the physics are great, but the business reality was we had 500 units of the C24 console to ship. Like, we had a Q4 2007 revenue target to hit, and the MSRP was locked at $9,995.
Yeah, but you can't ship a warped, like melted brick and pretend it's a working console.
Right, which is exactly why Eric stepped in with that vertical hanging fixture. Instead of baking it flat on a rack where the heat destroys it, he used gravity.
Oh, so hanging the parts vertically let the heat cure the paint while gravity literally pulled the plastic straight.
Exactly. That dropped the deviation to under 0.5 millimeters. It was really the only way to protect that 51.8% gross margin.
Which, for you listening, is the real hidden battle here. When you look at high-end hardware, you probably just see the sleek, glossy finish.
Yeah, you definitely don't see the thermal yield nightmares that keep the thing from, tearing itself apart on the assembly line.
Right, and perfect plastic side caps are useless if the core metal chassis they attach to can't even be manufactured, like with part 55-105.
Oh man, the main top panel.
Yeah.
The primary vendor straight up no-bidded it right in the middle of the schedule.
Because the PEM studs, right.
Yeah.
The design required packing these tiny, threaded metal fasteners so tightly together.
Yeah, the automated CNC welding heads were physically crashing into the studs they had just placed.
Which is just classic. I mean, automation is great until the machine head is too fat for the tolerances. Then you just have a robot smashing its own work.
It was a total bottleneck. We couldn't wait on it. So, Eric contracted a domestic vendor for emergency manual offset welding prototypes.
Wait, so he completely bypassed the blocked oversight supply chain?
Completely. He had humans manually calculate the offsets and weld them so we could hit the November 1st customer ship date.
Wow. And that secured the chassis enough to integrate, what, 19 distinct PCB assemblies?
19 distinct printed circuit board assemblies, yes, with zero delays to production.
Okay, so you muscle the 500 boxes out the door. But getting it built is only half the problem. Surviving the field is where physics really tests you.
And where you predict your ROI. If we look at the legacy service data, there is this glaring scar, a 4.8% failure rate on headphone jacks.
Which sounds small, but 4.8% on a $10,000 piece of gear is a nightmare, especially because of where the jack was buried.
Right under the front bolster. A technician had to physically remove multiple faders and take off the heavy trim.
So a studio musician trips over their headphone cord, snaps the jack, and suddenly you're looking at a 2+ hour teardown.
Exactly. Taking a console offline for weeks to ship it back to the factory is a massive financial loss for a recording studio.
So Eric looks at this 2-hour teardown and just says no. What did he actually change?
He ripped up the architecture. He isolated the jack. So replacing it meant a field tech only had to pull the bottom pan.
Wait, just the bottom pan and one single nut,
right?
Right?
Yes. He took a 2-hour factory return and turned it into a sub-10-minute field repair, one nut.
That fundamentally alters the total cost of ownership. It's
Right.
staggering when you look at the raw physical numbers needed just to make this thing pass safety tests.
Oh, absolutely. 15 separate sheet metal chassis components, 19 unique circuit boards.
And my favorite part is the brute force operation where they hand-packed 100 power supplies just to run a simultaneous UL certification protocol.
All in parallel. You don't hit 500 units on schedule and protect your margins by accident. It requires forensic attention.
Right. So the next time you sit down in a studio, the next time you touch a motorized fader or plug your headphones into a console, consider the forensic engineering required to make that simple physical interaction a repeatable reality. Think about the automated welders crashing into tolerances and the gravity-fed fixtures keeping the machine from warping under the heat of its own creation.